The Taranaki Regional Council is holding its cards close to its chest ahead of an announcement on the rebuild of the East Stand at New Plymouth's Yarrow Stadium. As construction costs rise around the country, the council is signalling at its meeting next month that it may reconsider its plans. Our Taranaki Whanganui reporter Robin Martin has more.
There are mixed feelings about the stadium rebuild in New Plymouth.
Just blowing out of all proportions.
Surely if they know what they're doing, they would be able to look ahead and see that these things are going to happen.
They're just wasting money.
I suppose now they've pulled the bloody thing down, they might as well put it back.
Building costs, everything's always going up and up, and so the longer they hold off on things, it's always going to be more expensive, isn't it?
Yeah, I think they just need to keep it simple.
You had it agreed, why don't you just stick to what you already had?
Yarrow Stadium was closed in 2017 after both covered stands were declared an earthquake risk. The council initially proposed a rebuild that would cost $50 million. In June 2022, it announced that it jumped to $70 million. At the same time, it released plans for the East Stand, which it described as a major project milestone. Now Chairperson Charlotte Littlewood says councillors will look at the design, cost and timeline again next month.
We've ticked off doing the preparatory earthworks, and then information on the cost, timeline, all those factors, that's coming back to council for a decision to go to the next stage in July. So I can't comment on any of that because the council hasn't made a decision yet. But I know there's a lot of public interest.
The plans revealed last year included a double-sided stand with 1,800 capacity facing the main pitch, 3 function and hospitality areas and 2 kitchens, larger changing rooms and bigger, more flexible spaces for match officials. The council then said the East Stand would be up and running next year. It's now rebuffing efforts to confirm that these features and timeline remain, citing commercial sensitivity. The New Plymouth District Council operates the stadium. Mayor Neil Holdham is open-minded about what any update might reveal.
We're the operator, so whatever they build, we'll just run it. We ran a really successful Reds Super Rugby game a couple of weeks ago. The pitch is looking really good. You know, the Western Stand is all up and running, so look, we're like everyone else. If there is an update, we look forward to finding out what the detail is.
He won't be surprised if the cost has jumped yet again.
Anybody that is building anything in New Zealand at the moment is dealing with really difficult issues in terms of cost escalation. So, I mean, I don't think there's a project in the country that isn't dealing with those issues. We've got them on our own projects. So certainly the trends in terms of construction inflation, you know, they're about double CPI, and you know how hard CPI is hitting people.
The Taranaki Rugby Union rents Yarrow Stadium for its matches. Chief Executive Mike Sandel says he's been told the East Stand will be open in 2025.
It'd be nice to be back there in a fully complete stadium with 2 stands. We obviously returned back there last year, but it's really good to see the development taking place. And I think when it is complete, we're going to have a regional venue that will be the envy of every other regional centre in New Zealand.
Taranaki residents and businesses are paying $40 million towards the project via a targeted rate over 25 years. The government is chipping in $30 million.